Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. We have seen a lot of events involving young people in mid-Michigan over the last 3 months. Very, very encouraging. And we have seen a lot of recognition of the entrepreneurial spirit and things that are going to help build jobs in mid-Michigan. We're talking about another event launched 2010, and we really want to talk about Greater Lansing's new business leaders and student entrepreneurs. We want to welcome in Jason Myers, the coordinator of that event. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about this. We're talking December 9th, right?
December 9th, yeah. So this is the second year we've done this. The premier event was December 10th of last year, held at the Technology Innovation Center in East Lansing. And we're doing it again this year, but we've, as you said, we're expanding beyond just East Lansing innovation to encompass the entire Greater Lansing region.
All right. Have we seen significant growth in terms of startups, new businesses, the entrepreneurial spirit? Is it what you imagined it would be?
Yeah, I think it absolutely is. It's a, you know, a tough time, as everybody knows, but I think we continue to see a lot of innovative ideas coming to market, both, you know, out of initiatives like the Technology Innovation Center and really across the region. I mean, new businesses pop up all the time. A lot of, you know, and like you said too, a lot of students coming out of school are just going straight into launching their own business, which I think is really encouraging.
We had a couple irrepressible young entrepreneurs on the show last week, last Wednesday, in fact, and they did a great job. And we're talking about Dan Redford and Eric Jorgensen. You may be familiar with both of them, but they have done tremendous work, and really tells me that there's a lot more of that out there than people think.
I think there really is. And yeah, I mean, I get a chance to see Eric on a regular basis around the TIC here in East Lansing, and also participated in and attended a big chunk of the startup weekend that he coordinated recently. And that's really what I mean. I mean, it's people like him who are, I mean, so young and have so much energy and innovation. It's really encouraging to see.
Next, American City Magazine has recognized Lansing in its Smarter Cities Challenge. Why is that, Jason?
That's right. So the Smarter Cities Challenge that they did on their website, there was an overwhelming response. It was an audience vote, so a readership vote, and the Lansing area blew away. I heard everything from, you know, New York City and a lot of other places that were in the running, and I think it's because there's so much support here of, you know, people who want to see businesses succeed and want the, you know, local economy to improve. So yeah, so as part of that recognition of that, we're bringing in Julia Serrazio, who's the executive editor of that magazine, is going to be our keynote speaker at the launch event next week. So she'll talk about, and she's really excited to come here, by the way. She lives in New York, and she'll be talking about what makes a smarter city and why Lansing won that competition.
I want to talk about some of the other highlights of this event. Makes me want to be there. We're talking about Brittany Hoskew, the executive director of Old Town Commercial Association, highlighting business innovation and development in downtown.
Bobby Bringy, yeah.
Bringy, president and CEO of MBI International, talking about that nonprofit's work in helping bring technology-based businesses to market. And TJ Duckett is going to be talking about his new business and the recent launch of Lineskipper.com. I understand that that is going great guns in the city of East Lansing and maybe ready to branch out at some point. So you've got some success stories there to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a wide range, too. I mean, you look at that list you just mentioned. We've got online online innovation, obviously the success of retail and commercial operation in downtown, and then biotech and technology-based business. So, I mean, that's, you know, really what's going on. I think people are you know, seeking seeking an opportunity and bringing their really innovative ideas and using all the resources they can to find success.
What would you like to see in terms of young entrepreneurs and the kinds of things that you are really focusing on in terms of 2011?
You know, I'm a little biased about this because I'm a Lansing native who left and then came back. I lived in Chicago for a long time. I'd like to see more people stay, especially people coming out of school who are obviously really intelligent and talented. I'd like to see there be more opportunities for them to be able to stay, whether it's, you know, companies that have formed that they can join that are here or companies that they start themselves. So I think the more things like this happen, the more launches there are, the more success there is with some of these startups, the more opportunity there will be. I think the most encouraging thing I could think of is to hear some people who are graduating from college who say, yeah, there's a ton of opportunity for me here. I want to stay here and be a part of all that.
How much of that are you hearing, or are most people still thinking, I got to get out of this place, Chicago's calling?
Well, I think it's a mix. I don't hear an overwhelming urge to stay. Some people, but I mean, you also have to understand, of course, people want to go out and explore the world and experience other places. So that's understandable as well. But I do think that, you know, as all of these efforts start to produce a lot more success, we will see more people wanting to stay and more opportunities for them to be successful if they stay.
All right. Let's remind our listeners about Launch 2010 and the website. You can go to www.launchedevent.com, launchedevent.com. We're talking about, this would be Thursday, December 9th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Dublin Square, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Sounds great. Look forward to hearing more about it, and good luck with your event, Jason.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jason Myers, a coordinator of Launched 2010, and what that's going to mean for Mid-Michigan, the continuing effort for entrepreneurship here in the state capital.